Switzerland is among the countries most affected by the pandemic in Europe, with over 27,000 cases and more than 1,300 deaths as per statistics on 20 April. The rate of new coronavirus cases, however, began to slow down on 10 April, and the number of people hospitalized has stabilized at the same time. The healthcare system has been under pressure, but it was never saturated. Several Swiss hospitals have been able to admit COVID-19 patients from neighboring France. Considering that the efforts to flatten the curve has been successful, the Swiss government announced on April 16 a three-stage easing of COVID-19 restrictions starting on 27 April. Since the beginning of the crisis, Switzerland has ramped up testing for the coronavirus to achieve one of the highest per capita rates of testing in the world. More than 6,000 tests are being carried out per day. On 16 March, the Swiss government raises the alert level to the state of emergency, introducing a ban on all private and public events and closing restaurants, bars, leisure facilities and shops apart from grocery stores and pharmacies. No curfew has been introduced, but a recommendation for all citizens to stay at home was issued. For those who cannot work from home, a social distancing of 2 meters has to be observed at work like in public spaces. A nationwide ban on the gathering of more than 5 people in public spaces has also been announced.